Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 188. Today we are going to discuss the healing symptoms of the SBS of the kidney parenchyma. You know by now, the healing phase follows the resolution of the conflict. In the case of kidney parenchyma, the biological conflicts were water or fluid conflicts. And during CA phase, there was necrosis or cell loss in the tissue. This lost tissue is replenished with new cells with the assistance of bacteria. Therefore, there will be pain due to swelling in the kidneys and sometimes bloody urine. Once the healing gets completed, the blood pressure as well as the uric substances become normal. If the conflicts are recurred, blood pressure can again rise transiently, resulting in a condition called unstable hypertension. If the conflicts are hanging, hypertension can become chronic. Even otherwise, during the epileptoid crisis, the blood pressure can go very high. Kidney parenchyma consists of millions of nephrons, and each nephron consists of the capillary network called glomerulus. During the healing phase, the glomeruli get healed with pain, swelling, and the presence of the bacteria. That condition is known as glomerulonephritis. Hanging conflicts, hanging healing, etc. cause scarry tissue formation at the site of healing, and that condition is called focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. Just as in the case of ovaries, testes and adrenal cortex, there can have the formation of kidney cysts during the healing of the kidney parenchyma. This occurs once there are no hanging conflicts and thus no interruption to healing process. Kidney cysts need 9 months to develop and occurs through several steps. During the initial PCLA phase, fluid gets filled at the site of healing in a capsule or cyst shape. Then it bulges further, either outward or inward, in various sizes depending on the conflict intensity and duration. If there is syndrome due to an abandonment conflict or existence conflict, the water retention can make the cysts larger. Pain can be very severe with larger cysts. If there are multiple cysts due to multiple water or fluid conflicts, this medical condition is known as polycystic kidney disease. Now, let us see what are the conditions called kidney cancers by the conventional medicine. Due to the conflict activity of water or fluid conflicts, some amount of parenchymal cells were lost, and during healing, nature tries to restore the lost cells by multiplication of the remaining kidney cells as a beneficial process. This process requires more blood supply, and for that reason, the cysts get attached to the neighboring tissues. With this adherence, the cysts get stabilized also. But these growths are called as invasive or infiltrating kidney cancers by the conventional medicine. Sometimes they are interpreted as secondaries using their metastasis theory. In reality, they are the replenishing process happening in the healing phase of the kidney parenchyma. With this healing process, nature is serving the biological purpose of strengthening the affected tissue in preparation to meet with another similar conflict in a better manner. In rare conditions, if the process inside the cyst becomes too strong, the cyst can burst even. An accidental blow against a healing kidney cyst, a surgical puncture to explore or remove a cyst, etc., can also cause rupture of a cyst. With the bursting of a kidney cyst, its fluid can flow into peritoneal part behind the abdomen and on both sides of the vertebrae, called retroperitoneum. The released kidney cells can get attached to the walls of the abdomen or to any of the abdominal organs like stomach, duodenum, colon, liver, pancreas, etc. Thus, these are all the final stages of the development of kidney cysts during the healing phase of kidney parenchyma. During investigations, these areas of cysts are misdiagnosed as either pockets of lymph nodes or as liposarcomas arising from fat cells or soft tissues by the conventional medicine. In short, the kidney cysts are not to be afraid about, but they happen during the healing phase of the kidney parenchyma program. They are not to be removed also unless the cysts are fully matured or indurated. Removal of a premature cyst can cause it to rupture and burst and even can cause the dissemination of the parenchymal cells into the surrounding areas and its own unnecessary complications. In many cases, the diagnosis of a kidney cyst or cancer and announcement of a surgery can further cause conflicts of hospitalization conflict and existence conflict. Question arises whether the medical people who handle patients with medical conditions should know GNM or not. My answer is yes. Not only the medical people, but everyone should learn GNM. My best wishes to all of you for GNM learning. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.